The Sharswood neighborhood of Philadelphia has a fascinating history as the home of brewery workers in the 19th century, as a destination for Black Americans settling north during the Great Migration in the early 20th century. It became a segregated region of the city and ultimately one of the city's poorest neighborhoods, with an infamous reputation for drugs and violence. An ambitious plan by the Philadelphia Public Housing Authority to revitalize this North Philly community is winding down and paying off, creating a stable, mixed-income community. Aaron Moselle of WHYY's Plan Philly joins us to talk about this. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Jen. Good morning.
Philly is a city of neighborhoods, as we know. For those who don't know where Sharswood is, let's give them a snapshot of this area.
Yeah, so Sharswood is a small neighborhood in North Philly. It's a short drive from the Art Museum, maybe about 6 minutes, and it neighbors Brewery Town and sits above Girard College, if people are familiar with where that is. The neighborhood made a turn for the worse in the early 1960s following a three-day race riot, and that's when a lot of businesses along Ridge Avenue shut down, and the area just really never recovered after that.
Mm-hmm. And the Philadelphia Housing Authority began reshaping this neglected community about a decade ago. What was it like at that time?
So when PHA started its work around 2015, Sharswood was really emblematic of the city's worst social issues. There was concentrated poverty, extremely high unemployment, and violent crime was common in large part because of a large crack cocaine operation that was rooted in a pair of high-rises that were part of the Norman Blumberg apartments, which were owned and operated by PHA. And this was also a neighborhood with not a lot of basic amenities, including a full-service grocery store. And so residents had to leave the community to get most things.
Now Sharswood is rising. What have the PHA and private developers done to accomplish that?
Over the last decade, PHA, along with a number of partners, have really completely transformed this neighborhood. It is unrecognizable compared to 10 years ago, with whole blocks in some cases being redeveloped. And this happened after PHA demolished those notorious towers that I mentioned. And they also took control of more than 1,000 properties in the neighborhood through eminent domain. And the vast majority of those were unoccupied. But today, what we see is a neighborhood that has about 60% subsidized affordable housing, most of it PHA, and the rest is market rate. But it's really difficult to distinguish between the two, and that was all very intentional so that people, you know, didn't have this stigma of, you know, we're living in public housing.
Yeah, a nice blending. And all this is making a tremendous impact.
It is. The neighborhood, you know, now also has things like a grocery store, a bank, an urgent care center, you know, businesses that many people probably take for granted, but that really make a community that you choose. And all of this has already yielded some results. You know, there's less poverty in the neighborhood, there's less gun violence, and home sales are now closer to the citywide average. This is not to say that everything's perfect. There's definitely still room for improvement. But, you know, when you talk to experts, they say that the neighborhood, you know, is certainly going in the right direction after decades of really the opposite.
So Sharswood is becoming a neighborhood of choice with an eye on affordable housing. Who's choosing Sharswood?
The Sharswood of today is a much more racially and economically diverse neighborhood because there is housing for a variety of incomes. So there are people who are choosing to move to Sharswood for the first time, but there are also a lot of residents who have moved back. You know, I talked to a woman who had lived at Norman Blumberg Apartments, had to move because they were dismantling it, and she decided to come back eventually after seeing, you know, the new housing that they were putting up, and she's thrilled, you know, and part of that is the grocery store and those other amenities, but also several of her former neighbors have come back as well, and so, you know, she feels comfortable there. So it'll be interesting to see how the neighborhood continues to evolve as PHA winds down its last construction projects and Sharswood really fills up with more people.
Thanks, Aaron.
You got it.